I am Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Richland Center girls softball team improved to 2-0 on the young season with a 5-0 non-conference win over visiting Royal. The game was moved from Tuesday to Monday night because of possible inclement weather. Sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher picked up the victory and still is not allowed a hit on the season. Reagan Shep and Aubrey Kolstad both helped out making key defensive plays. Kyrie Fisher and Morgan Kleppe both went 2-for-3 at the plate for the Hornets. Richland Center will travel to Mauston on Monday for another non-conference tune-up before beginning Southwest Conference play on April 9th at home against River Valley. Softball game scheduled for tonight, Cochran Fountain City at Brookwood. Dodgeville travels to Highland. Also an early season matchup for Reedsburg at Edgewood and Portage at Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells at Mauston. Barneveld home against Iowa Grant. River Ridge at Fenimore. Southwestern at Potosi Cassville. Bangor at Prairie du Chien. This afternoon at 4:30, Riverdale will be hosting North Crawford in a non-conference game. The Chieftains are coached by B.J. Hinkle.
So far, I've been happy with what we've been doing in practice, and we were able to get our first game in last week Thursday down at Wisconsin Heights. Kind of a rainy first couple innings, but we after that, it kind of rain cut out for us, and we were able to finish that game. Ended up beating them 15-9, kind of a little revenge from last year. They were able to get us right at the last part of the game last year, so we kind of needed to get one back on them this year, and team looked good. I mean, we pounded out 13 hits, had a couple home runs. Now one was probably wind assisted a little bit, but you know what, we'll take it. So
definitely. And then you have some of the same contributors back from last year's team, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We only lost two seniors. We've got five returning returning girls that are seniors this year. We have 10 letter winners that are coming back. So you know, we got work to do, just like everybody. You know, there's always those defensive things you want to kind of clean up, and it's going to take a little bit early in the season. And so we're hoping that, you know, we can keep just picking away little thing, you know, improve on one thing every day, and hopefully we'll be strong come that tournament run at the end of the year.
That's B.J. Hinkle. We'll have that game today on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. North Crawford playing at Riverdale. Also, the Riverdale baseball team was scheduled to play at Lafarge. That game has been called off by Lafarge. Riverdale baseball team now will have practice this afternoon at Riverdale Schools. That starts at 1:30 this afternoon. Wisconsin Heights plays at Fenimore. That's a baseball game scheduled in a non-conference action today around the area. A lot more baseball teams will get their seasons going on Thursday of this week, weather permitting, of course. And the Richland Center baseball team is in Kentucky, taking on opponents this week, playing a total of four games before the regular season begins next week officially, with a game at Mauston and a home game against River Valley. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night, week 30 of 32. Quail Run Golf Links had a 35-39. Vanity Fur Grooming, 34-68. New York Life, 34-49. Team High Game honors Quail Run Golf Links, 12-65. Richland Family Restaurant, 12-15. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-11. Top series, Terry Wheaton, a 706, 103 over average. Derek Calland had a 682, and Buford Edgley Jr. a 647, 110 over average. Top game, Terry Wheaton, a 277, Todd Earnessy, a 245, Derek Calland, a 231. Brandon DeBeichler with a 621, 93 over average in Major Bowling League action. Just 2 weeks of the regular season left. Brewers suffering their first loss of the season last night, falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 at American Family Field. Young left-hander Kyle Harrison was a bright spot in his Brewers debut, striking out eight and allowing just one run over five innings. Here's his manager, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball well, and I think he's, for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first two innings.
Manager Pat Murphy, the same two teams play tonight. Other interleague games, the White Sox, after being swept by the Brewers over the weekend, bounce back to beat Miami 9-4. Atlanta over the Athletics, 4-0. The Cubs got a win against the Angels, 7-2. Colorado, 14. Toronto, 5. Cleveland, 4-2 over the Dodgers. Arizona, 9. And Detroit, 6. In the American League, Kansas City, 3. And Minnesota, 1. Texas, 5-2 over Baltimore. Houston, 8. Boston, 1. And Seattle, 2-1 over the Yankees. National League action, Cincinnati, 2-0 over Pittsburgh. Washington, 13. Philadelphia, 2. The Mets, 4-2 over St. Louis. And San Francisco, 3-2 winners against San Diego. In the NBA last night, Miami 119, Philadelphia 109, Atlanta 112, Boston 102, Phoenix over Memphis 131-105, San Antonio beat Chicago 129-114, Minnesota over Dallas 124-94, Cleveland 122, Utah 113, the Lakers beat Washington 120-101, and in overtime, Oklahoma City over Detroit 114-110. The Wisconsin women's basketball season is over after a 67-50 loss to Columbia in the WBIT semifinals. The Badgers finished the year at 16-18, their most wins since the 2010-11 season. Destiny Howell led Wisconsin with 12 points, while Lacey Steele added 11. UW forced 19 turnovers, but shot just 30% from the field and couldn't recover after falling behind early. Everything came under scrutiny after the Packers lost their final five games last season, including head coach Matt LaFleur's job security. LaFleur is back on a new contract and told reporters at the NFL annual meeting that player frustration over roles hurt the team. He said some players were unhappy and that affected energy and performance. LaFleur added clearer communication will be a priority moving forward. The NFL still has some decisions to make and could be starting the year with backup officials. The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024. The current CBA expires on May 31st. The NFL has increased its offer to 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal. But the NFLRA wants 10% plus $2.5 million for marketing fees, according to the sources. Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Russell Wilson are still unsigned for the 2026 season. Options vary for the four accomplished veteran quarterbacks. The 42-year-old Rodgers can return to Pittsburgh and play for new coach Mike McCarthy if he doesn't choose to retire. Cousins will likely have to settle for a backup role somewhere unless Rodgers retires or another starter gets hurt in the offseason. Garoppolo has had an opportunity to go back to the Rams for a third season to play behind NFL MVP Matthew Stafford. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.